Census, mass immigration set to drive U.S. population to 400 million by 2060. By John Binder on November 11, 2023. The nation's policy of admitting more than a million legal immigrants, in addition to annual illegal immigration levels, is set to drive the United States population to nearly 400 million by the year 2060, the U.S. Census Bureau projects. The Census Bureau projection, analyzed by Stephen Camerata of the Center for Immigration Studies, suggests that current levels of illegal and legal immigration will force the U.S. population to about 397 million in less than four decades. This high immigration scenario, Camerata writes, most fits the nation's current policy in which more than a million legal immigrants are rewarded green cards annually, and tens of thousands of illegal aliens are being released into the U.S. interior every month. Exclusive, 2,000 migrants cross into Texas border by early afternoon, at least 1,500 more expected. Despite projecting this unprecedented population growth, the establishment media, as well as the Census Bureau, focused on the agency's projection that the U.S. population will eventually decline. The Bureau's new projections extend all the way to 2100, Camerata writes. This super-long-term forecast generates the somewhat alarmist headline in the press release, population projected to decline. This decline is not supposed to happen until 2081. Even then, the decline is just 1% by 2100. Emphasis added. As Breitbart News reported in March, illegal and legal immigration to the U.S. is driving 80% of the nation's annual population growth. This research indicates that a moratorium on immigration would help stabilize the population. Already, the U.S. population has hit a record 333 million people. Exclusive, 1,500 migrants cross border into Texas in 6 hours. Americans, polls routinely find, are uncomfortable with such rapid population growth because it means more traffic on roads, a larger strain on the social safety net, higher housing prices, and a flooded labor market. The latest survey from Rasmussen report shows that nearly 7 in 10 likely voters want to either slow down immigration-driven population growth or halt it altogether. Likewise, nearly half of likely voters say immigration-driven population growth ought to be reduced to protect the nation's wildlife habitats and farmland from urban sprawl. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.